Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today we have a special guest who is an experienced parkour athlete and trainer. We will be talking about urban playgrounds and how parkour has become a popular movement sport in cities. Welcome, Alex.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Let's start with the basics. Can you explain what parkour is?
Well, sure. Parkour is a movement discipline where people run, jump, climb, and walk over obstacles in urban or natural environments. The goal is to move efficiently and creatively through space using only the body. It's often practiced in cities areas like parks, staircases, walls, and making urban playground a perfect setting.
That sounds exciting. So basically, parkour can be done literally anywhere in the city. Now, share with us, how did you first get into parkour?
Well, I first saw parkour videos online when I was a teenager. I was amazed by how people move so smoothly and powerfully. I started practicing with friends, learning the basics like landing safely, rolling, and balancing. Over time, I got better and eventually became a trainer to help others learn.
Urban areas have many obstacles such as benches, railings, and walls. How do parkour athletes see these structures differently from regular pedestrians?
Oh, well, that's a great question. While most people see a staircase as just a way to go up or down, a parkour athlete might see it as a place to jump, vault, or practice footwork. Railings aren't just barriers. They can be used for balance training, swinging, or climbing. Parkour changes the way we interact with our surrounding. It makes everyday structure part a playground.
That's really interesting. Some people think parkour is dangerous. What do you say to that?
Parkour can be risky like any sport, but safety is very important. We always teach beginners to start with basic moves, learn how to land correctly, and train their bodies gradually. Many accidents happen when people try advanced moves too soon. If practiced properly, parkour can actually improve coordination, strength, and awareness, and reducing the chance of injury.
That makes sense. As with any sport, necessary precautions are always important. Do you think parkour should be included in sports programs at schools or community centers?
Well, absolutely. Parkour is not just about jumping around. It teaches problem solving, creativity, and self-confidence. It is also great for fitness and doesn't require expensive equipment. Schools and community programs could provide safe environment for students to learn, making cities more active and engaged.
Speaking of cities, do you think urban playgrounds should be designed with parkour in mind?
Well, yes, that would be amazing. Some cities have already started building parkour parks with soft surfaces, climbing walls, and safe landing areas. These spaces encourage movement and make parkour accessible to more people. Urban designers can also make regular public spaces more welcoming for movement by using durable materials and open spaces.
Wow, that's a great idea. What advice do you have for some who wants to start practicing parkour?
Oh, what I can say is start slow and focus on the basics, like balance, jumping, and landing safely. Maybe they can find a group or a coach if possible, and always train in a safe environment. Also, you must remember to always respect your surroundings. Parkour is about adapting to the space, not damaging it. Finally, enjoy the process. It's a fun and rewarding way to move.
Fantastic advice, Alex. Thank you for sharing your insights about parkour and urban playgrounds. We hope more people get inspired to try it out safely and creatively.
Well, thank you too. I hope for the same. Parkour is for everyone. It is a great way to explore and enjoy our cities in a new way.
That's a wonderful note to end on. Thanks again, Alex. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Stay active and keep exploring your urban playgrounds.
Now, listen again.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we have a special guest who is an experienced parkour athlete and trainer. We will be talking about urban playgrounds and how parkour has become a popular movement sport in cities. Welcome, Alex.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Let's start with the basics. Can you explain what parkour is?
Well, sure. Parkour is a movement discipline where people run, jump, climb and walk over obstacles in urban or natural environments. The goal is to move efficiently and creatively through space using only the body. It's often practiced in cities areas like parks, staircases, walls, and making urban playground a perfect setting.
That sounds exciting. So basically, parkour can be done literally anywhere in the city. Now, share with us, how did you first get into parkour?
Well, I first saw parkour videos online when I was a teenager. I was amazed by how people move so smoothly and powerfully. I started practicing with friends, learning the basics like landing safely, rolling and balancing. Over time, I got better and eventually became a trainer to help others learn.
Urban areas have many obstacles such as benches, railings and walls. How do parkour athletes see these structures differently from regular pedestrians?
Oh, well, that's a great question. While most people see a staircase as just a way to go up or down, a parkour athlete might see it as a place to jump, vault, or practice footwork. Railings aren't just barriers. They can be used for balance training, swinging, or climbing. Parkour changes the way we interact with our surrounding. It makes everyday structure part a playground.
That's really interesting. Some people think parkour is dangerous. What do you say to that?
Parkour can be risky like any sport, but safety is very important. We always teach beginners to start with basic moves, learn how to land correctly, and train their bodies gradually. Many accidents happen when people try advanced moves too soon. If practiced properly, parkour can actually improve coordination, strength, and awareness, and reducing the chance of injury.
That makes sense. As with any sport, necessary precautions are always important. Do you think parkour should be included in sports programs at schools or community centers?
Well, absolutely. Parkour is not just about jumping around. It teaches problem solving, creativity, and self-confidence. It is also great for fitness and doesn't require expensive equipment. Schools and community programs could provide safe environment for students to learn, making cities more active and engaged.
Speaking of cities, do you think urban playgrounds should be designed with parkour in mind?
Well, yes, that would be amazing. Some cities have already started building parkour parks with soft surfaces, climbing walls, and safe landing areas. These spaces encourage movement and make parkour accessible to more people. Urban designers can also make regular public spaces more welcoming for movement by using durable materials and open spaces.
Wow, that's a great idea. What advice do you have for some who wants to start practicing parkour?
Oh, what I can say is start slow and focus on the basics, like balance, jumping and landing safely. Maybe they can find a group or a coach if possible and always train in a safe environment. Also, you must remember to always respect your surroundings. Parkour is about adapting to the space, not damaging it. Finally, enjoy the process. It's a fun and rewarding way to move.
Fantastic advice, Alex. Thank you for sharing your insights about parkour and urban playgrounds. We hope more people get inspired to try it out safely and creatively.
Well, thank you too. I hope for the same. Parkour is for everyone. It is a great way to explore and enjoy our cities in a new way.
That's a wonderful note to end on. Thanks again, Alex. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Stay active and keep exploring your urban playgrounds.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. Please stop now. That is the end of your listening test.